Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It is certainly good to be back again, bringing a special Women's Month message with the Walk Weekly podcast. Today, I'm joined with some amazing, beautiful Black women. We are here for breakfast, gathering, and conversation to celebrate being a woman, and especially a Black woman. Joining me today in Raleigh, North Carolina, Brenda Bonds, Carolyn Hams, and never to leave out our friend Miss Lorna Jackson and Barbara Moore, who could not attend today. All of these are my high school friends and the college mates. We are all retired professional women, and some of us has come back in the working field, and some of us just simply volunteer our time and help. Surely by now, most of you know me, Bridget Stokes, from some of the Walk Weekly podcasts as special guests. We send special greetings this morning to Walter Lathan Sr., the host of the podcast, Michelle Swanee McCombs, co-host, and Kina, second co-host. I would like to start my Women's Month discussion with the famous lyrics from the godfather of soul, James Brown. It's a man's world, but we are nothing without a woman or girl. Written by James Brown, and as you know, even a woman. Her name was Betty Jean Newsom. The first two words may indicate that men take the lead and women either follow or play their part in the shadow or be quiet. James Brown states that most that men is lost in his bitterness and in the wilderness. James Brown co-host Betty Jean Newsom wrote the lyrics based on her own observation of the relationship between the sexes. Looking in biblical teaching, some people may base it on the theology of God creating Adam first and then Eve second, then Eve, and in the book of Genesis 2:18. However, most folks leaving out the fact that Eve was created as a suitable helper. Even in the book of Corinthians 1:8, for man is not from woman, but woman from man. Nor was man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For believers like all of us here today, this is true. However, non-believers and other theology may base it on how a man's leadership is set in their culture over the world. So some are just simply sees it as our bodies are created different, projecting the man even stronger because of the way God created our bodies. And Jane Brown recorded this song in 1966 during a time when Black women were still fighting for civil rights plus fighting for their rights as a woman. We all know that Black women has been issued a double dose of segregation and discrimination in this country. In fact, the Black woman is the most hated and despised woman on the entire earth. Today, my brunch table guests and I will be discussing many topics from the role of the Black woman up until his vote to be heard. Along with me and this amazing group of women, we are going to dip into topics that affects us as Black women and as women. This morning, we're going to just have our say-so. So ladies, so we can get started on these topics and just have our say-so. We're going to start out today with James Brown's song. It's a man's world, but it's nothing without a woman or a girl. Have your say, sisters.
I think women have always exemplified strength. And basically, I think that comes from our parents, our mothers, our grandparents, aunts, and even women in the neighborhood. They have always set examples of how to carry ourselves and how to be in society. We carry on several roles. We are mothers, we are sisters, we are friends, and we are caregivers. And we do multitask, and I think better than any other species there is, because women have always had to do it. God has given us the strength and the guidance to do it. And with God, we can accomplish anything. Basically, I think women felt, and I think had been treated in society as second class. First being a woman, mm-hmm. second being a black woman.
Yes.
But through all those difficult obstacles and all those blockages and things that society can throw our way, we have always seemed to rise to the occasion. And I think that's what makes us never yearning to defeat. Always striving to accomplish and achieve whatever you feel God has in you to do.
Mm-hmm. That's it. My sister Carolyn has said a lot. And with her, with all that being said, I just want to piggyback on that. I'm Brenda Barnes, and I'm from a rural area in North Carolina where it was just tobacco field and corn fields. But my mother saw something in me. And I could tell that because she was drilling that into me that I could succeed. Mm-hmm. And as of today, from her strength, her DNA, from my grandmother's own way back from my ancestors that I know and the ones I don't know, has given me the strength to be confident in myself. When a woman can compliment another woman, she's a very, very confident woman. And that's exactly what I want to do. I have always been this confident woman, but no one knew my struggle. Yes, I have a struggle and I got a past. But sometimes you got to keep moving because as a woman, there's different hats that you have to wear. Some days you wake up a mom, but by the time you go to bed, you have been the doctor, the lawyer, the preacher, you name it. All in one 10 minutes that you have done that. And that's exactly what a phenomenal woman is.
Mm-hmm. So you ladies think that when James Brown made the song, it's a man's world, but it's nothing without a woman. Mm-hmm. You think because everything we said, that's what he based it on, or he saw as maybe a black man that he saw those things in a woman, that knowing that the world can't function without us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you didn't know how they say sometimes that the salt of the salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And women are really, I believe, the salt of the earth. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't even understand. I heard the song, but I didn't understand it until I became a full woman, mm-hmm. to understand, okay, they have nothing without us.
Right. And mm-hmm. his era, the 60s, when that came about, was it the mm-hmm. 60s, mm-hmm. I believe?
Mm-hmm. 60s.
And men were a part of, men were in charge.
Mm-hmm.
We have yet to have a vice president who was a woman, who's a woman now. We didn't have women in office the way we do now. And that was his way of thinking. However, now he has some good points in there. You know, it's a man's world. That was your world. That's his generation, his mm-hmm. era. He saw what his father had to give his mother and what they handed down to that. But now as we look back, now I want to change that tune to it's our world. And it's because in order for us to be in this world, man, you had to have a woman to produce you. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was us. It was a woman who made you who you are, believe it or not. Your mother is the first teacher that you have.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to teach you morals and values and everything like that. That's that mother's job right there. So you should have stayed, James Brown, which was great. And I love you. I always have loved your music. But it's our world. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it felt.
Mm-hmm.
And women also, even in the womb,
mm-hmm.
we have taught our children.
Yes.
We teach them before they even come into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Only God has given us that blessing. No
yes.
man can produce a child. Only women
mm-hmm.
can.
Mm-hmm.
We bear the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And why I wonder did God give us that pain? Because he knew women can take that pain. And still love that mm-hmm. child, still raise that child, still teach that child,
mm-hmm.
still encourage that child. And women today still do it. We might think we do it differently
mm-hmm.
from the 60s when he first wrote that. But I think it's so instilled in us
mm-hmm.
to be nurturers,
mm-hmm.
to be strong, be there no matter what go on. We have always been there by our men.
Mm-hmm.
And we always tried to uplift them. When they had to go out into the world and others beat them down, they were black men,
mm-hmm.
they came home to a warm meal. that came home to a clean house.
Mm-hmm.
And that woman nurtured him because she knew that while he was out there in the world trying to provide for the family, he was also being struck down because
he was a black man.
And the only source of love, true love that he felt was coming home and seeing that meal cooked every day, knowing that the children were taking care of him because the woman always stuck by him.
Always stuck by him.
Mm-hmm. That was her role.
That was her role.
That was her role to stick by your man.
Stick by your man.
Embedded in her from day one. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what a woman wanted to grow up, to get married and have a white picket fence and a family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was also her role. But everybody, every woman is not going to have that white picket fence.
That's true.
Sometimes we have to learn how to make things work without what was expected of us. Mm-hmm. And that's why we can mold ourselves to be any type of person you want us to be.
Mm-hmm.
We have done it. And we have gotten all of this from our mothers who had a struggle. And there was sometimes that a woman didn't have a man in her life. Now I was brought up without a father.
Right.
So my mother had to play that superwoman role.
Yeah, superwoman. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because our next topic is what makes the superwoman.
Mm-hmm.
So you go ahead, son.
Yeah. What makes a superwoman is inherited. Mm-hmm. I believe it is inherited. Not only black women, but I think all women. We inherit that desire to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do step back because we know our role.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we got to step forward because see, that man is not going to step forward. Somebody got to pull that family together. So why not let it be you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I want to tell my sisters, my young babies out here. Don't ever, ever be afraid of anything. And if I had to talk to my younger self 18 years ago, I would have told myself, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of challenge. Don't be afraid of where you look. And I think being a superwoman and as a black woman, we have a lot to offer. First of all, we have our intelligence.
Yeah.
We're very intelligent women.
Very black women. Mm-hmm.
Very intelligent. And your family's not going to tell you how intelligent you are until you have to make that crossover, until you have a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know how intelligent you are. You're not afraid to talk to the president or the judge or even down to the homeless person. We have done that all in one day.
That's right.
And so you got to be strong with what you do. You just say, Lord, he either going to tell me yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other. But I'm going to keep on pushing because when one door closes, another door going to open up. And you have to run through it. Don't be afraid.
That's right.
Don't be afraid. And that is exactly what I would tell my younger self. Don't be afraid, girl. You got this. Oh, no, honey, you got this and plenty more to go.
Mm-hmm.
But and then as a black woman, like I stated earlier, I have so much to offer. First of all, like I stated, my intelligence. I mean, we didn't even gonna talk about my sexuality because I know where it's framed from, Eastern North Carolina. Because we grow some beautiful women down
here. Yes, sir.
Yes, my sexuality plays a lot in it. Can get anything that I want. Yes, and then on top of that, you know. My hair, I can wear it straight, curly, afro, anything that I want to wear with my hair. I can do that with my hair because I'm versatile. Very. Mm-hmm. That's what makes a strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
A versatile woman. If you all can see me now, look at this little dance that I'm getting right now.
Don't do the dance.
Because we're good. We don't give ourselves enough credit for being good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes us when a superwoman is, black women, we're strong. And we're all women strong, but we just got an extra phenomenal strength.
That's right.
That we're everything. We have the kind of strength where we can see, just think even back in the slave, we could see mothers saw children ripped from their bodies, from their wounds, and their husbands beaten or hung right before the other children sold before them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bring it in today's side, is that super mom or that super black woman, she sees her little son, you know, been somewhere shot down, and she's the one that has to go into the morgue and identify him.
And
so we have an inner strength.
Yes.
That is phenomenal that God gave us that man don't have.
Right.
The black man don't have an inner strength that we have on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes us that super woman.
Right.
The things we like we said, I know we're going back and forth, but we can multitask everything.
That's right.
Everything we can multitask.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're cooking meals. We're keeping house. Well, I don't know about some of the younger ones, but they can go on TV and learn how to do it. They can go on, get a YouTube and learn how to cook a meal. But we're cooking meals, and we're working full-time hours, and we're coming home, we're being mothers, we're being aunties, we're being lovers for our spouses or our mate. Mm-hmm. We're coming back, and we're being their psychologists. We have to sit and listen to the groans and the moans. We're being everything.
Everything.
Molding and grooming and the doctor. You know, we can't get a doctor's appointment. We'll figure out. The women are the one that's up with you all night long. And we all know we're not bashing no man, so because we love our brothers. Mm-hmm. When a man gets sick, we got to be the nurturer for him.
Oh, yes.
Because he about to die.
Yes. Yes.
He about to fall out. Mm-hmm. His little fever. Just a fever.
Mm-hmm.
That just showed us with the super. You remember the song back in the day that said that I'm not just superwoman.
Right.
But we are superwomen. We have that. God has given us, like you said before, so many gifts. So many gifts. So we are a part of this world, even though we feel like, do you all think that the world do things to make us feel like we are not a part of the world?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I just feel like sometimes they forget our worth. And then we tend to forget our worth because we don't take care of our bodies.
Don't take care of our bodies,
Yeah, we were the last ones. You know, you want to go to the doctor, but then, still, you know, you better go to work because, you know, you have to feed your family.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do this. And some of us have had 3-4 jobs at one time and wasn't even aware that we could move like that.
Yes.
You know, and then I want to just say what makes us strong, too, is when you bury a child.
Yeah,
yes,
that's true.
You have to bury one of your kids. Mm-hmm. And I witnessed that with my mom, burying her boys, you know, who died in the Vietnam War.
Your brothers.
And she was a young woman. Mm-hmm. She was a young woman at that time and had to bury her boys. And I don't know, you know, you wanted to say, how do you do that, Mom? And then my sister recently lost her daughter to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still trying to move on from that. So, you know, and as a woman, we have to stick together.
Yes, we do.
That's right.
And I think sometimes our own counterparts, our own female women, we're jealous of each other. You cannot be jealous and try to prosper. That's not what's going to happen. You have to promote people. Give them the strength. Say, girl, you can do this, honey. I'm so very proud of you. When the last time you told your mother sisters out here that you love her?
That's right.
That's sisterhood. You have to develop that sisterhood.
All over.
Motivate each other, yes.
And when I go to work, you know, I've started this part-time. I mean, I'm going back full-time working now, and I love it. And I'm the oldest member. And they expect more from me because I am older. And I see that, and I come with wisdom because I pray. And I ask God, give me a voice, give me a message that I can leave someone or that one child. Send me a message because I'm still learning. I'm still developing. I'm not afraid to ask for help with this new technology going on.
Yeah.
And they love helping a woman. They love it.
So we can say that we are creators. Women are creators of many, 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 many things.
We are creators and we're still creating. And I tell everybody at work, I love you. I love you. And then now my response coming back, you know, I love you. Oh, and I love you too. Yes. That's exactly what they want to say, but they forget to say.
So our job as a woman is not just inside of the home. We take our job on our job. Feminineness about us, that nurturing, that covering. We take it not only in our own personal life with our families, but we take it on that outside of the door. Mm-hmm. We take it on our jobs. And like she's saying, you're nurturing these young people, or you're nurturing those when you with your job, with your clients. Me, when I was in the public school, and I was nurturing children and teachers and grown-ups all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So our job is, it never ends as a woman.
Right.
We have a certain characteristic that we have, that we have to carry it, and that all carry it wherever we go. That's why I said before, like we all agree, we are multitaskers all the time. Mm-hmm. It never stops. What do you think about the job of a woman in their homes and working woman? That, and you know, back in the day, the women had to just cook and do for the husband. But now we came through the era where it was the new era. I always tell people we were the Huxtable, the Claire Huxtable type generations in the 80s, you know, whereas we wanted it to be a balance, equal, you know. We kind of like our generation, the 65s and 60s, we kind of turned that table a little bit and said, hey, okay, we have to do this together. If I'm cooking, you got to help with that. How y'all feel about that?
Well, I think, you know, some people ask me questions frequently. Can you have it all? Can you be at home and also in, have a career? But I think the era that I grew up in, I saw both. I saw what mothers could be, or women could be, taking care of the home, being domestic, taking on domestic chores, as well as going back to school. My mother actually did that after raising five kids. Yes, she went back to school. And we were so proud of her because she was always an advocate for it. And I didn't see it then. You don't understand these things until you get older, you especially get older. When you have your own child or children. Then you can understand the importance of what they was teaching us. But I think you can have, it's a balancing act. If you can balance both and do well at both, then go for it.
Go for it.
And don't be afraid to fail. I think that's a lot of times that challenges, well, will I be able to do this and carry this on and still keep everything intact at home? Or will I go out and have a career or go back to school or whatever and I might not succeed?
But I'm sorry, and I want to interject, but I think that everybody has to be on board. Everybody has to share your dream, you know, and then if not, you have to convince, you have to convince people. But what about the ones who don't share your vision? What you going to do then if they don't share what you have, that your vision for being a power couple?
Right. And that's why I think our generation is a little different. We want that power couple thing, whereas... We didn't mind being that old traditional woman, but we came, our era, it came up whereas we need that power share, that equal share, that equal share, you know. If I'm cook, I'll cook. I'll throw down in the kitchen. But honey, I need you to do this if I'm going to do this. Not me come in and do all of it work on the outside.
We want that balance.
We have to have that balance. Like you said, that balance. That power sharing. So you would say the women yesterday and today is quite different.
Very much.
Quite different.
I believe it's so different. I am so different from my mom, her way of thinking, because she was thinking the way her mother taught her. She was not, my mother was always a humble, very humble woman, and I appreciate it in her. And that's what, you know, and she's taught me to be humble and be grateful and do all the things that I have now. However, there was this desire that I had to do more, and I wanted more. And she would always tell me, there's nothing wrong with wanting more. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's not going to stay home. Sometimes you got to keep moving. And she knew that I was the one that had to keep moving, and because I had that little drive that I wanted to do. And I just think that for her, because she instilled in her daughters to keep moving. You can't give up. She had no more saying. You got to keep moving.
I was like, I was from the single parents, as you know. And my mom instilled that in her. And like you said, my mother went back to school and got her high school diploma. But she was an advocate of us being independent. Having confidence. Don't forget confidence.
Got to have that confidence.
She poured that confidence in us as women. She understood, my mom understood, and y'all moms did too, the discrimination that this country put on being black and plus being a woman. So she knew to empower us. We had to educate ourselves. Find a trade or do something, but be independent. So she used to always say, honey, don't you always depend on no man now.
You had your own.
That's in case he changed your mind. That's because he changed that mind. And you there by yourself.
That's
with you and your children. You be independent enough. So I think that it is a different than yesterday. Today's women, as I look at it, they are independent. They're very independent. Sometimes I think they're too independent because sometimes I think they have weakened the male child a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Being the woman, the younger women more want to give them things or don't let that young guy take his place as a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where the foundation comes from, is have a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In your home, mm-hmm. when it was referring to being on the same accord.
Mm-hmm.
But I see in some cases, women, young women today don't have that solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
They can be shifted too quickly, too easily.
Yes.
What are your goals? What are your intentions? Right. Why are you doing it? If you have a solid foundation that I want to accomplish this, because like Brenda was saying, her mother was humble. My mother was humble. Mm-hmm. Your mother might have been too.
Right.
I'm not sure. But they taught us to do better than what they did.
They wanted us to do better, to have more and accomplish more
because they knew the importance of and having an education, getting a job, being independent.
Independent.
Don't depend on no one else.
Yeah.
But yourself. Mm-hmm.
But yourself.
Have your
own. So I wish that for younger girls and women too, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. do have that foundation that no matter what, I'm going to get an education. I'm going to have a career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to know how to take care of myself. Those mm-hmm. are late. Those are groundwork for foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stack upon that.
Mm-hmm. Stack upon that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, North mm-hmm. Carolina have our so-called lieutenant governor, mm-hmm. Mark Robinson. We got to touch a little bit because I know we have to close it out.
Mm-hmm.
He's known for his statements. He's a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his quotes is that he would love to go back in the time of America before women could vote, or he don't believe in abortion because he didn't care what could happen. And I am paraphrasing it right now. What could happen, whether it was to force in pregnancy, rape or incest, he spoke of how becoming pregnant, that you should not be allowed an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
From a biblical point of view, I'm going to remind our Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson of the vote to be heard, since he bases his public speaking on a lot of the Bible scripture, yet somehow he never mentioned that Deborah in the book of Judge is a holy woman who God chose both prophet and judge,
mm-hmm.
and full of faith and fearless. And when God asked what man would go to battle, no man stood up
mm-hmm.
and answered.
Mm-hmm.
So God called Deborah to go, and she did, because she had faith and she was fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Yet one man said, well, you know, I'll go if Deborah goes.
Yeah.
Deborah's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And our dear Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina also forgets that the first apostle was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Susanna, and Salome, which had accomplished Jesus' ministry in their own money.
Practice. Yes, and they these were the rich women.
Yes.
Rich women had money.
They had money.
They had money.
They had money.
Who furnished his journey.
Mm-hmm. Right. They had money.
They had money. And so, you know, and that's why our Lieutenant Governor, what that statement he just made does not surprise me
at all.
Not a woman, not
that's
one
right.
woman. No,
that's
you
right.
shouldn't be surprised.
And listen to this.
Yes.
What he forget is this. It were women at the crucifixion.
Yeah, that's right.
And they the only one could take mm-hmm. one of him being ripped mm-hmm. apart like mm-hmm. that. It was women. And Governor, if you hear this, please don't forget this message that I'm sending out. It was women that God, Jesus revealed himself to.
Yes.
First. Not men.
Yes.
But women. It was women who he told him to take the message back to the men.
Yes.
It wasn't no man, it was women. Okay? So I'm saying to say that, I'm just saying to say that I say, women, we got to get out the vote.
Mm-hmm.
We got to show what we're made of, and we're made of more than what we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
As women, we don't know our own strength.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, it's time for us out there that's listening to vote. Deliver the message with men that we don't play. Don't mess with an angry woman, especially don't mess with a black mad woman. A sister, don't make her angry.
Mm-hmm.
But we're coming out there in numbers.
Yes, we're
coming in numbers. So I know we're losing our time. We don't have much time left. So I want you all to, you ladies, to give a a brief closeout remark for our audience about Women's Month and, you know, anything you want to say, and then I'll have the last word. Either one you want to start.
I think I would like to start off by saying I look towards the future of our young children in particular, not just women, but our young males. And I think I would like to see them become more invested in their future. Not to say that all of them don't, but some do and some don't. But I want them to really strive for the best. Don't take nothing for granted. Voting rights, but Bridget just briefly touched on, but exercise everything that your ancestors fought and died for. Don't take it for granted. Strive to be the best that you know God created you to be. And even if you fail at whatever you would like to do or try to accomplish, it's okay. Maybe that's not the call. Maybe that's not the plan God has for you. But on that road that you are trying to accomplish, you will redirect. You know, there are good things that we try to do, but sometimes God shows us better things than you want us to do.
Yes. Brenda, Miss Brenda.
Okay. Sister Carlin sure hit it there. And I just want to just piggyback on this a little bit. Don't be afraid to do whatever you want to do. Just don't be afraid. Be confident. Be ambitious. Just keep going because you know what you need. And just take care of the whole body, the mind. Mental health is real. We were talking about this earlier. Mental health is real. So make sure you take care of your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. Take care of the whole woman because they need you. When I say they, the world needs us. Because without us, ask Barack Obama. And you know I love my president.
Yes.
Well, who do you think was in charge? Michelle. All day long. Sister Michelle.
Sister Michelle.
And I'm going to close out on that one.
Sister Michelle's in charge. I'm going to close out by saying I thank you all. My salute is going to go to the great and the late Aretha Franklin, who was the Queen of Soul. A civil rights woman that fought for rights and rights of the woman, rights as a black woman and rights as women. She made this song that I'm going to spell it out. She said, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, to help shatter the glass ceiling for women today and yesterday. This song started empowering us to have respect for ourselves and to go out and get respect, respect through our success and determination as women and as black women. So I say to my sisters, I'll see you November the 8th at the voting box. Thank you, my beautiful BB ladies, for joining us today. And I thank the Walk Weekly podcast team for allowing me to independently do my thing. Thank you. Thank you.
And we love you.